Ekurhuleni FM, it is 80s hour 939, your number one community station, a midweek Wednesday, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock, and I'm thrilled to announce the arrival of the coaching hour. Ding, 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 ding. Joining me in studio, my assistants in the form of Mareike and Mary. Hello, ladies.
Hi, morning. Morning.
Hello, hello. Lovely to have you in the studio. Thank you so much. Here at Emperor's Palace, the Palace of Dreams. Am I allowed to say that this is my favorite guest? Can I say that?
I don't know.
I think I can. There are some people who you just resonate with, and we've had some lovely guests in the studio, but this is a man who I promise you I could listen to for hours and hours and hours and hours. Sir Pierre van Eeren, Dr. Sir Pierre van Eeren. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre. Hoe gaan dit?
Yeah, it's always so good to have you here. I can be feeling terrible and tired and fed up, and you just have this energy about you that cheers me up and makes me feel better. So just by being here. Hey,
it's true.
There's something about his demeanor.
All excited about what he's going to, you know, tell us this morning.
Yeah. So we're now going to talk about you as if you're not actually in the studio. So just give us a few minutes to shout your praises. Sure. But a quick introduction. Sir Pierre van Eeren.
Yes.
Who are you?
So we've got Dr. Karel Piet van Eeren this morning. So thank you. Okay, you can take it away, Sir Pierre.
I am Karel Piet van Eeren, and yes, I'm an integrative practitioner, a traditional doctor and herbalist, and some interesting things that I think that we're going to chat to about today.
Indeed. Every conversation with you is interesting. And we did mention, Samu and myself, just before 8 o'clock, the topic, which I think is surrounded in controversy. Mareike, would you like to do the introduction for us?
Yes. So we're going to talk about ADD, ADHD, and, you know, the, like you said, the controversy around it. Is it just kids being naughty and being overactive, or is there something to ADHD?
So I think many years ago, we were just hit until we listened.
Exactly.
And that was a cure-all for many diseases, I think. And in time, we learn more and more about human conditions and the brain specifically when we now think about ADD and ADHD. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people want to just grab the pill bottle and say, okay, let's medicate the kids, especially from a school point of view. Unfortunately, a lot of teachers have turned into doctors, and they are prescribing medication for the children almost, and saying you need to go to the doctor to get the medication because the child is disruptive or they don't listen. And so in a sense, to me, ADD, ADHD, they really do exist. That's not just an excuse of a child being naughty and not raised properly. So
is this your opinion, or is this the preferred medical opinion across the board, that ADHD and ADD are in fact clinically shown and proven and exist? Your opinion, or the fraternity of medical experts?
Both. Because ADD, ADHD are classified as you can get your diagnostic codes for them.
Okay.
So it's a disorder according to that diagnostic.
Yeah.
When did it get its name? Like, when did we start saying you have ADHD, ADD? Because I don't remember those terms being around when I was growing up.
No, not at all.
What does the H stand for?
Hyperactive.
So there's a difference.
Yeah, that's a good question. So ADD is attention deficit disorder.
Disorder, yes. Okay. And then ADHD is attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
Okay.
And the way that you would treat and approach the two is quite different. But what we also think is that the medical fraternity needs to catch up a bit on some of the newest research, that there's not just the ADD and ADHD, that there are up to seven types of ADD, and then how you then approach them is very different. Yes. And that's why you would see a lot of children, when they are put on things like Ritalin and Concerta, they get worse. And they, both of them are stimulants, and I'm not against the Ritalin and Concerta at all. It is just use them in the right, or for the right children. And the approach that we take is that ADD and ADHD is oftentimes a challenge where the brain doesn't have enough energy to access certain sections, especially the prefrontal cortex, which is then the area that will manage how we act. So the more we try and access the prefrontal cortex, the less energy we have. And in order then to be functional, we need to create drama. And that is why a lot of people with ADHD or ADD would procrastinate, and they would then thrive when they are under pressure, and they then have that adrenaline rush, which then will give the brain enough energy.
Goodness me.
There's much more to it than we think.
Yeah, it's something that I think we really could go into great detail on. Obviously, on this show, we're just going to skim the surface, as it were. But I'm so glad that you're here to chat about that. We're going to explore that on the show today. We're going to take a look at just what it is that makes the ADD, ADHD brain. Already you've answered a few questions. The one, I think, being, is this something that we've just made up as a way of umbrellaing a condition where, we can't deal with these kids, slap them with a label, as opposed to slap them with a big stick, as what would have been happening 20, 30 years ago, well, not even 15 years ago, when corporal punishment was allowed. Sierpia is our guest in studio today, Dr. Karel Piet van Heerden. We're going to take a break for traffic, but we'll continue talking about this. I do recognize it's something that is controversial. It is a topic that will attract different opinions. If you'd like to share yours with us or ask a question, you know the number, 082-387-0044. Just like starting over, 939 Ekurhuleni FM, classic Lennon for you there. 26 minutes past eight, it is the coaching hour on Ekurhuleni FM here on PS. Good morning. It's what we do every Wednesday. Sierpia van Heerden, our guest in studio today, where we're talking about ADD and ADHD. We had a question that came in. Just to recap, the question that we received, this I think was from Darius. Darius saying, my question for your panel, why was this not around when I was a child? I'm now in my late 50s, and I'm hearing from you, there are seven types. We got a good spanking and all was good. Where did this suddenly come from?
Okay. So that is a very powerful and loaded question. And we can start with saying that, you know, with anything in the scientific community, there's more knowledge available. There's the work of Dr. Daniel Amen that I absolutely adore, that's new in the industry and in the community, about the seven types, where they do SPECT scanning and seeing which areas of the brain struggle to activate when they need to. So that's the one part of the question. The other thing is also society. The challenges that we have with ADD and ADHD, a lot of times is related to a deficiency in dopamine. Now, if we take our phones, every bit of information that we see on our phones and on social media triggers the release of a little bit of dopamine. So
that's the feel-good stuff, isn't it?
That's the feel-good stuff. So we are, through the use of social media, through the overuse of social media, we are becoming dopamine addicts.
Wow.
And we struggle then to reach that state naturally because our stores are being depleted.
I actually read research on this where they say the average person checks their phone 150 times a day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Sam is putting her hand up in the studio saying she's guilty. Is that because when we receive a message or a like or a share or a follow, it gives us that little burst of, oh, that felt good.
Yes.
Well, how are we getting that before the digital age, Doctor?
So that we would be getting with interaction with other people.
Okay.
And doing good things and playing outside.
Sure.
Back seeing nature, climbing a tree,
exactly.
Helping an old lady across the road. Sorry to use cliches, but
exactly those things. And now we see, we get the same rush by seeing a cute kitten video or seeing somebody else helping somebody over the street.
Or commenting on your post.
Or commenting on your post.
And going back to the topic, though, which is ADD, ADHD. Mm. Is this causing ADHD, the digital age? Let's refer to it as that.
No. So it is making it worse because of the, how long are videos these days? 10, 20, 30 seconds max. And so you overstimulate the brain.
Okay.
And that is a big challenge that we are having. So ADHD, ADD are actually genetic things. So they are passed on from parent to child. And So I think it's been there for a very, very long time. It is just now with the external factors that we are facing that we get challenges. Yes.
It's almost like the perfect storm.
Yes.
Where a child who was genetically predisposed to this, living life 30 years ago before flat screen TVs and cell phones, would probably have gone through life and coped quite well.
Yes.
Where now all these triggers that weren't there are there. Is that what I'm hearing?
Indeed. And then we bring lifestyle into account as well.
Explain.
So our environmental toxicity is phenomenal at the moment. So heavy metals and things like that.
Yeah, I've never liked Guns N' Roses.
And Wi-Fi, I guess.
Wi-Fi. And
so you're talking about in the water and in our foods.
In the water, in our foods, the lack of nutrition in our foods.
Sure.
All these things contribute.
Yeah. It's quite frightening. I think as humans and as a species, we really aren't doing ourselves any favors in terms of ensuring our survival. Eh?
Not at all.
If you take what you're saying and link that to what's happening with climate change and the environment. Okay, stop the world. I want to get off. Sierpierre van Eerden, we're getting a couple of voice notes as well. I can't listen to those right now while we are talking, but we will take a listen and hopefully answer any questions that you may have. We're chatting about ADHD and ADD with our guest in the studio for the coaching hour today, Dr. Sierpierre van Eerden. 8:31. TSF here is Ekurhuleni FM 939. Baie dankie vir jou boodskap, Renier. Renier het vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur. I'm not going to play the entire voice note, but very disciplined. We were just talking about you in the studio, Renier. We were chatting about ADHD and ADD and how cell phones, mobile phones, and that sort of technology is really just worsening things. And Renier was just saying he couldn't agree more. He only uses his phone between 8 and 9 a.m., which means I've only got 22 minutes to reply to Renier's message. Otherwise, he's not going to see it today. But he was just saying he gets his hits from other things. And you were saying that, Mary, is that it's actually wonderful to meet somebody who's getting those dopamine hits from living life.
Yes. Mm. And self-discipline, having that.
Well done, Renier. The team here in the studio are very impressed with you.
So you mentioned, Sipi, about this genetic transfer. So you will see that I never sit still. Like I'm always moving my legs and my feet. So I'm definitely in that bracket. And I didn't even know I had it until I started reading and educating myself. And then when a psychologist basically diagnosed my daughter with having ADHD, I personally, being a life coach, don't like the label. So I'm not, I'm aware of it. But I don't feel that I want to go the route, for example, you know, putting this label that, okay, my daughter's got ADHD, because I found with working with people, it might become a crutch, you know, for an excuse for not doing certain things because I'm ADHD or ADD. Yeah. So I can't, mom, I can't do this or I can't do that. So I want to manage it better. Can you help me?
Most definitely. So, I mean, the approach that I take when I see the children is that you don't have a disease. You're not coming to the doctor because you're sick. Mm-hmm. You are coming to Hero Academy because we are going to work with your superpowers. And we make the child a part of this whole journey. It's not just, here's a bunch of pills to make you feel better. We work with the bad guys that you have to fight. So Gleech, which is a leaky gut. Sugar Cube, which is sugar that we want to fight. Sugar has a direct impact on ADD brains. We work with neurotox, so the environmental toxicity that affects the brain. And so we move the whole thing from being a stigma into being something that you can work with. We teach the children that your brain just works differently. It's not that it's broken. And then we work on things to help them access their brilliance, because you will see that a lot of people with ADD and ADHD are extremely creative when they focus. They are super focused, but they need to be interested in their subject matter. Then they can spend hours on focusing on the same thing. But you have to then bring that balance in and learn how to work with more than one monitor in front of you. And see that it's not something that's wrong if you can then cycle through doing three projects at the same time.
Is this something, your opinion here on how you're treating it, is this something that is really far removed from how typical Western medicine is treating it? Is it a case in most instances of, hey, shove some pills down your throat? Is that how we're dealing with it in mainstream medicine?
In a lot of instances, unfortunately, yes.
Sure.
They are given a stimulant because of the brain not being able to access or having enough energy. And oftentimes you have an anxious brain that is tired. And if you then give a stimulant, then the anxiety goes through the roof. And you're not helping.
Mareika mentioned having a daughter who you say was diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay. For someone who perhaps is listening now as a parent who isn't quite sure but has noticed that they have children behaving in a way that could be described as having this, what are some of the symptoms of ADHD or ADD? What should we be looking for? Not that I'm saying now you need to go and find it where it doesn't exist.
Yes.
But what are some of the things that we are seeing in children who have this?
So a lot of times people would comment that the children are dreamers, that they can't focus in class, with the hyperactive part, that they are disruptive, that they procrastinate. Now, I mean, that sounds like, I think, 80% of us.
Yeah.
That there are periods of anxiety or mood swings. So those are all things that, that can be attributed to ADD and ADHD.
Can it also be aggression?
Yes. Yes, because of the need to create the drama. I label it as drama in order to have the adrenaline to function. Yeah. Yes.
So I noticed, like, for example, if I give my daughter a chore to do, she will literally be 10 seconds in, ooh, this, look at this cap, and then she will start playing with it and making a little story. Like, she will take hours. No, she will take hours to make her bed. Because, like, the smallest thing would, like, oh, then she goes in a whole different story and singing and making a whole game of...
Everything's a distraction.
Yes. Everything. Yes.
And it's the brain that's not energized enough to focus on the one task and to get it over with in a lot of instances.
Yes. I'd like to know just quickly how we go about energizing it. We've got a message from Nikita. It's interesting to see this topic is touching you this morning. Thank you so much. Good morning. My child has ADD, I think. She said HDD, but I think she means ADD, of course. They've said that I should put him on medication like Ritalin. I've heard very bad stories about this. Please, is there anything I can do? Is there other medication?
And that was Mary's question as well. Yes. And we've been talking about it a lot. Yes, there are a lot of natural things that we can give our children. And I don't believe in just spewing out a list of names and saying, you know, give this and it'll be better. Mm-hmm. Because the integrative approach to how we deal with things is that we need to find out what's going to work for the individual. Mm-hmm. So, but just offhand, we can say things like phosphatidylserine. PS helps to bring down anxiety and it helps you focus.
PS. Oh, you see, this show's got a great name. Okay, and is that something that would be available if you went to your local pharmacist and said, hi, I'm looking for PS to treat ADD? Would they look at you strangely or would they help?
Health shops and pharmacies will have it. It's over the counter.
Okay.
Just again, I wouldn't just run out and get it because you need to work out dosing and it's not that we want to get throngs of people coming to the clinic, but it's really important to work it out with somebody who has some understanding. If you give something like pine bark, which is a stimulant, to a patient and they have the anxiety, you will make it worse. It's exactly like giving the Ritalin and Concerta then.
Sure. It's quite sad. I remember we gave Matthew Concerta for a time. My son also, just like your daughter, Mareika, super intelligent, very smart, but didn't do well at school. Really does very well when he's doing something he loves.
Yes.
But the moment it's something that he's not really interested in, he couldn't be bothered. Mm-hmm. You give him a task and he will find 100 million other things to do.
Yeah. Yes.
And I remember being recommended, we were told, oh no, Concerta's quite safe. It doesn't do any harm. It's nothing like Ritalin. And we're just mentioning two of the products here, not wanting to badmouth either of them. But we're often fed this information and we just blindly believe it.
And it has its space, its place. And even Dr. Amen, who is very big on nutraceuticals and the natural approach, would say that low doses of the allopathic medicines are very useful. Mm. So we aren't saying that it's wrong, but there are other ways. Being on a good multi-mineral magnesium glycinate, specifically the glycinate form, helps the child to sleep. It helps with anxiety. So we give that at night.
Okay.
One of the big things that we do, or two of them, is omega-3 and then also acetyl-L-carnitine.
Gosh, I don't think you're going to be remembering some of these things that the doctor is chatting about and mentioning. So understanding, of course, that we are not doing the coaching hour to bring you a session as such. We are not saying, hey, run out and buy this and this and this. I think what we're going to do after the break is we'll just give your contact details. And if anybody has any questions, they can reach out to you directly.
Sure.
We're not able to, as a community station, advise in terms of medical consulting either. Yes. I think that's something we should just make clear here, is that we are by no means saying to you, go out and buy this and this and this to treat what you believe to be the problem. I'm not a doctor, or Dr. Siepia is, of course. So we do have a doctor in the studio, but I'm pretty certain that you would agree with us in that nothing would be given out until you'd actually seen the patient.
Most definitely. So I fully agree. It's not a counseling or a session. It is just sharing information, and people can then go and do more homework.
Have options.
Wonderful. These things.
And we're going to give out your contact details in just a moment, where hopefully you can provide more resources should anybody have any questions.
Sure.
But we are slowly wrapping up. Dr. Siepia van Eerden in studio today. It is the coaching hour on 939. We're talking about ADD and ADHD. The ADHD bandwagon. Are children really just naughty? We'll wrap up your traffic in a moment as well. Siepia, bye donkey. Thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure having you in studio. Where can we find you, and what are perhaps some of the good resources where people can just quickly see what to do about this ADD, ADHD?
So the practice is, like I said in the beginning, a herbalist practice. So it's not a medical doctor practice. So we take a very natural approach, and people can go to adhdhelp.co.za.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there is actually a website set up specifically for this.
Yes.
ADHDhelp.co.za. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And of course, you can find Dr. Karel Piet van Eerden on the socials as well. I know you're pretty active on Facebook.
Yes.
So we can find you there. Look for the man who, will you be in camo on your Facebook page? Will we see you?
No, you will see the superheroes of the ADHD group.
I love that. That's such a good idea. Make it relatable to the kids, eh? Yeah. Mm. Superheroes. Awesome, man. Ladies, thank you very much. Mary, donkey.
Thank you, Paul.
Always good having you in studio. Marijke, bye, Ranki.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate you putting it together and arranging our guests.
Awesome.
Dr. Karel Piet van Eerden in studio today, chatting about ADHD. If you do have any more questions, you will find the answers to those, or at least a contact number, I'm sure, on that website, which once again is
adhdhelp.co.za.
Wonderful. Samu, thank you.
It's been a great show, Paul.
I don't know where time goes. I actually get quite despondent because this hour just goes so quickly.
Yeah, it does.
Ah, leaving
your favorite
you.
Hour.
It yeah. is. Yes. Which is why we're about to record another 1 hour podcast now here in the studio. Ha ha ha.